If you are lying on the beach right now, listening to the sound of the surf, consider this. That sound, the crashing of ocean waves, could help predict the future of the world's climate, at least according to a new report in the scientific journal Nature. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
Every time a wave breaks and crashes, the water foams with millions of bubbles. Some of them stay underwater for a minute or more. And some of the gases in those bubbles dissolve into the ocean. One of the gases that disappears into the ocean this way, says Grant Dean from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, is carbon dioxide, the main gas that's warming the globe.
Bubbles in that way are directly related to global climate change.
All over the globe, in fact, ocean waves are like small pumps, pulling carbon dioxide out of the air and trapping it in the ocean. And scientists who are trying to predict the world's future climate would really like to know more about how those natural pumps work. So Dean and his colleague Dale Stokes took to the waves with sophisticated video cameras and special lighting. Stokes says their so-called bubble cam let them look inside breaking waves to count bubbles the unaided eye can't see.
You know, you see this white froth on the ocean surface, and it's very hard to see into, so we needed a special device to let us make these measurements.
Their pictures showed millions of little bubbles in each breaking wave. Dean and Stokes measured how many bubbles there were of each size and discovered that waves produced a consistent pattern of bubbles, a pattern they could express in simple mathematical equations. Size is important because the smaller the bubble, the longer it's likely to stay in the water and the more carbon dioxide the water will absorb. Their report was published today in the journal Nature. But they didn't just look at bubbles, Stokes says. They also listened to them.
Because every time a wave breaks and you generate these millions of tiny bubbles, the individual bubbles all ring like tiny bells.
Grant Dean explains this is the sound of the ocean just off the coast near San Diego.
The crackling noise that sounds a bit like bacon frying is snapping shrimp that live out in the shallow coastal waters. That muted roar in the background is the sound of breaking surf.
Dean says it's actually the sound of millions of individual bubbles taking shape. And now that scientists know more about the pattern of bubbles in breaking waves, they can decipher that sound.
By listening to the sound they produce, you can effectively count the bubbles. And that's what we'd like to do in the open ocean.
It's a little like analyzing the roar of a stadium crowd and figuring out how many people were at a baseball game. Eventually, Grant Dean would like to be able to listen to the sound of waves breaking across large stretches of the ocean.
There's information in that sound that's going to help us understand what's happening to our climate and what we can expect in the future.
The information about how much carbon dioxide the waves are pumping day by day into the ocean should help create more accurate computer simulations of the world's changing climate. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.